This is an audio review for RootHacks.net by HR Admin. Well, as far as affordability and price goes, most of the hacks that I witnessed were about $5, and that's really cheap. You would think that that's pretty good, and in most cases I would agree that $5 is a terrific bargain. It is only a terrific bargain if you can get the hacks that you've ordered to work correctly. In my case, I never really got the Battlefield Play for Free hack to work correctly. I'll get into more on that subject in a little bit. I'm just going to run down the basic points we have here. Detection ratio. From what I know and what I've researched on PB bands, RootHacks has a fairly good detection rate. I wouldn't say that they're astronomically high, but they're certainly not ever undetected, so they're somewhat in the middle right there. So on that point, I'm going to take a half point deduction off for that. Customer service is excellent. There is a member there by the name of GhettoCuban247 who went out of his way to try and help me figure out what the hell was going on with my Play for Free hack. They used the LiveZilla ticketing system for instant live support, and it works great. You can also post in the forums, and usually someone will answer you right away. Customer service at RootHacks is very, very good. Community. The community is about what you would expect from most hack websites, you know. A lot of these communities are very tightly knit, full of extremely loyal customers who, despite anything going on around them, will defend that website to the death. And that is no different here. That is very apparent in almost every website I've been to. And that's in full effect here. I did notice the worst of the community come out when I did identify myself as being HR admin from Hack Reviews. A lot of people were not jazzed with the idea of me doing a review there. A lot of people, well, I wouldn't say a lot of people, a few people really didn't care. And there was one or two others that were just completely, fuck you about it. And one of those is a little cocksucker by the name of Kano69. So if you're listening to this, you little cunt, neener neener, fuck you. Sorry, that was a little unprofessional, but I had to say it. As far as community goes, I would give community full points for that. Now we go down to ease of use, and I don't know, because, you know, the hack menu I used, it worked good. It was fully functional. There was a shit ton of options. So many options, it was overwhelming at first. Well, that said, you know, the GUI interface is not going to win any awards in our 2011 Best Of category for Best GUI. You know, it's a basic arrow-driven menu. And, you know, arrow-driven menus are usually pretty simple. And this one's no different. Overall, I think I would rate RootHacks a solid 4 out of 5. I arrived at this score by taking a half point off for detection ratio and another half point off for ease of use. I mean, it could have either come off of ease of use or community, seeing as how I was pretty much assaulted as soon as I identified who I was. But seeing as how that's pretty much becoming the norm everywhere else, I can't really dock them points for that. I would say